know you guys are in a good position here, up 2-0. Can close it out. What's the mentality going in there? You got that killer instinct going?
Yeah, I think we're focused on trying to shore up the little holes that we have in our game right now. Obviously, they're going to have a real strong push. And we got to be able to weather that and get on our toes ourselves. So, like we said from the start, we're focused on what we need to do. And obviously, we don't want to give them any life. So, a good start is going to be important.
Why do you think the defense has been such a big part to the offense in the last couple games?
We knew this was going to turn into a little bit of a special teams battle. They got a real good PP, and ours has been going pretty good. It's one of those things where a lot of the offense in these games has come on the power play. If our D can help chip in on that, that's great. We've tried to keep a pretty simple mentality in terms of how we play in the offensive zone. They've played really tight and not give up a lot. So, simple's best sometimes when teams are playing like that. We're gonna stick to our mindset.
You guys are finally able to shut down Team Opponent. What was the key to that? How do you guys plan on continuing that Thursday?
It's like I said, it's paying attention to the little holes that we do have in our game and adjusting to them. After each game, they're a group that has some good offensive guys, and if you give them that time and space and don't manage the puck well and put them in positions where they can be successful, they're more than likely going to be successful. So, managing the puck well and staying tight defensively is a big part of trying to shut them down a little bit.
Seeing how heated the games have gotten at times, what does the rivalry mean to you guys in the locker room?
Well, we obviously play this team a lot during the season, and playoff hockey, it always amps up a little bit. So obviously there's some good battles going on out there, but that's all part of the playoff fun. And for us, it's a lot of making sure we kind of toe that line and don't go too far. We're a group that likes to play on the edge, but if we're not smart, we can go past that and then get ourselves on the wrong side of a special teams battle.
It's always tough going into an elimination game on the road, but does it give you guys a little bit of confidence knowing that you've already won there before?
We don't really look at that whole aspect of it too much, I don't think. I think we just, day by day, game by game, focus on what makes us successful against this team and what hurts us against this team, and if we can accomplish those little details through the course of 60 minutes, we should put ourselves in a position to have success.
So what's the feeling going into Thursday's game? You guys can possibly not only win the division, but sweep the team who came in first in the division.
Yeah, obviously we're excited about it, but we're trying not to let ourselves get too far ahead. Like I said, the starts are our big focus right now. They're going to come with a big push, and we don't want to get behind the eight ball to start that game off. We're going to try and keep our foot on the gas as much as possible and not let them get up.
What's impressed you about Delia's performance in that through these first couple playoff games?
He's been solid. He's played very well down the stretch here and carried it right into the playoffs. He's made some big saves when we needed him to, and he's constantly giving us chances to win games, and that's all you can really ask for out of your goalie.
You've been one of the key contributors since you've been with this team and down the stretch getting them to this point. Do you feel like you can continue that on, or do you feel like there needs to be a little bit more spread out with the production between?
Like I said, we try and keep our philosophy pretty simple. Chicago has done a very good job of playing tight defensively and not giving up a lot 5-on-5. So in a series like this, it is, kind of rolled over to a special teams, purpose. And you see guys that are on the power play getting the production on their stat line. And that's just a byproduct of how tight the games are. But would we like to get a little more 5-on-5? Yes, but in doing that, we don't want to give up anything more than we're giving up already as well. So it's one of those things you got to kind of walk the line. And I think if we keep doing what we're doing, the chances will start coming.
What do you tell the younger players, knowing maybe they haven't been in that kind of situation before to clinch a series?
The big thing is just, stay in your lane, I think is a big thing. It's, don't let the situation get bigger than it actually is. Treat it like another game, prepare like it's just another normal game, and, and don't go into it too hyped up. Stay at an even keel and just focus on what we need to do to be successful and stick to the game plan.
Obviously, playoff time, playoff beers is something that teams do to maybe have a little bit of superstition, a little bit of team bonding. You got a pretty one going on right now. Would you say you might have the best in the locker room?
I don't know. Glassers is pretty good. But, you know, I came up with the beard tradition, and I got a jump start on mine. It's not like this is, you know, in a week. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. We got a lot of young guys in our room, so it's fun to watch them start trying to grow theirs out and seeing what they're able to come up with. But, you know, that's one of the playoff traditions that carries a lot of fun. And, you know, it's an exciting time of the year for us in there.
Who's got the worst?
Oh, so far, probably Sakura. It's a little all over the place. Those ones are usually the best ones to watch grow.
Thanks.
Thanks.